This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Turkey's foreign minister says U.S. President Donald Trump has told his Turkish counterpart that Washington is working on extraditing Fethullah Gulen, a U.S.-based Muslim cleric accused of orchestrating a failed coup in 2016. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu on Sunday as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
The 77-year-old Gulen lives in Pennsylvania. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Chairman of the talks, Michaela Corteca, said the accord is just the beginning.
We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
President Trump has said the United States will pull out of the Paris Accord. U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike. No civilians were involved. That airstrike happened south of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The military said it was conducted in close coordination with the Somalia government to degrade Al-Shabaab's freedom of movement throughout Somalia.